And of course, wounds were kind of raw from the Reconstruction era, and everybody thought they were Yankees, besides the fact that her father worked with his hands, and this just wasn't done. Anybody who worked with their hands was not socially acceptable. So the girls, the children in the family had a very difficult time because they were used to nice things and they were used to being accepted, but they weren't. And my grandmother has told me many times about how she would cry and because the parents wouldn't let the children come home and play with them. No, just they were different. And of course, all that changed with as time went on, and they were certainly accepted by anyone in later years. But that was the way things were. You couldn't get around that. If you worked with your hands, people didn't do that.
And your daddy was a lumberman. Did he farm too?
No, well, my grandfather and my father together bought this property in 1916. Yes. And the family has owned it ever since 1916. But nobody actually lived out here, and nobody really took much of an interest in it. I had an uncle who sort of would oversee it to a degree, but not, he'd just drive down here every afternoon, and they would have usually for many years they had a black overseer, which was not real uncommon back in those days. You don't see it now.
Yeah.
But they had many a black overseer. Matter of fact, I've got them locked up and have lost the key, but I have all of my grandfather's letters in letter boxes over in a small office that I used to use. And he's writing back and forth to the black overseer manager down here by the name of Joe. And there used to be a railroad that came right down by the side of where the highway is now. This was the only real means of transportation. They ship a lot of hay out of here. They ship cotton out of here on the railroad. And he would send a letter down on the train to the manager, and he'd pick it up, and the manager would write him back and forth. I have all these letters in there. They were really doing some business. The grandson of that manager, who managed for my grandfather, worked for me out here. Well, I just fired him in May. he got so sorry I couldn't get along with him. He thought he was irreplaceable, but. His grandfather and my grandfather were working together, and he and I were working together on the same place. He was born right around here, and of course he's been to New York, and he's been to Chicago, and he's been everywhere, but he's right back here now. But my father was in the retail lumber business along with his two brothers, and then I've always known I wanted to farm, and I don't really know why, but I just did. So all my family went to Ole Miss. I've had to forgive them that. But
yeah.
My father and his brothers and sisters and all of my cousins and all went to Ole Miss, and time came for me to go to school, and I realized that I should take some ag courses, so I went to Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Of course, I made the wise decision. And
sure.
Now I've got most of them going to Mississippi State.
He lives right about 6 miles from the campus.
Oh, at Starkville.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
Don't know him.
No, I don't know him. Okay. I've been away from there about, 1950, that's 25, 27 years.
Yeah.